In the name of one God who creates, redeems, and sustains us. Amen. I think this is the first time I've ever preached to Tyrannosaurus Rex, but hopefully I'll do okay. I mean, can't give me a thumbs up, can he? But she, don't know who we got back there, but. All right. Go, your faith has made you well. We are at the end of Jesus' journey in the Gospel of Mark before he heads to Jerusalem. Jesus has been teaching the disciples in these last moments of his public ministry about what it means to follow. And they, the disciples, they struggle to understand just what following Jesus means. They end up dickering about who is the greatest and who's going to get to lead in Jesus' absence and who will be given the highest place of honor. And Jesus, in Jesus' inimitable way, patiently, calmly explains again and again that following Jesus is not about being the greatest, the richest, or the best. Following Jesus is about being a servant to others, about sharing what you have so everyone's needs are met, about thinking of others before yourself. The disciples, they want to understand. I mean, they want to follow. They want to embody what Jesus is asking of them, but, well, it's hard. It's hard to change our ways. It's hard to give up our stuff. It's hard to get rid of the message that we are supposed to be the best or the greatest. It's difficult often to put others' needs before our wants. It's challenging to believe that with Jesus, no matter how much or how little we have, we are equal in God's eyes. And so we come to this last interaction of Jesus before Jerusalem. We find Bartimaeus, a blind man sitting on the side of the road in Jericho. Bartimaeus, who has nothing, a blind beggar. He calls out to be healed. He calls out in hopes of a better life. He calls out just wanting to be seen. He calls out in hopes of being brought back into the community, of being made whole again. And per usual, the crowds shush him. But Jesus hears and calls him forward. And Bartimaeus doesn't wait a second. He stands up and he throws off his cloak and he comes to Jesus. And after healing him, Jesus simply says, "Go. Your faith has made you well." Where the disciples see dimly, blind Bartimaeus sees oh so clearly. And when healed, Jesus tells Bartimaeus to go on. But Bartimaeus instead follows Jesus right into Jerusalem, where betrayal and death await. Go, your faith has made you well. I wonder, for all of us, for each of us, what part our faith plays in our daily lives. And I realize that our faith journeys aren't linear from the time of our baptism to the time of our death, and then we've achieved great faith and we go off into heaven. That is not how it works. It's more like this, hopefully going in the right direction. We have times when we are absolutely centered and faithful. We're able to follow Jesus more nearly and dearly. And there are other times when our faith just is a real struggle. When we succumb to our fears of not being enough or having enough, when we forget that with Jesus we actually have all we need and more, those times when we are in a spiritual desert, or as I like to say, my prayer is on autopilot, today Jesus calls us to have faith. And do you know what faith actually means in the Gospel of Mark, how else it can be translated? Courage. Courage. So when we come to this time of year where we're asked to be intentional about our thinking about what amount is God calling us to give and growing one step, it is a discussion of our faith. And I'm going to put a side note here. If you are new or visiting today, I'm going to say you've come on a super Sunday, but we're also talking about stewardship. So just bear with us. This isn't for you necessarily. It is for all of us growing our faith. But we are called as a part of our faith, all of us on our faith journey, whether you're a member at St. Cross or not, we are called to have a discussion. We are called to have courage and engage God in our decision making when it comes to what God is calling us to give. Not what the church needs. What is God calling you to faithfully give? And can you grow one step? Not even will you, can you? We are called to be faithful about our decisions. And your pledge number does not make you, or your pledge amount, does not make you more or less faithful. But how you pray about what you have been given and how you listen for what God is calling you to give out of that. How are you able to enter into a discussion about such matters is an act of faith. And in addition to that, how you discuss those ideas and prayers with your family members is an act of faith. Trust me on that last one, says she who's coming up on her first year of marriage. I'm lucky. Chad and I both strive to be faithful tithers. We may not always agree on where we give some of our other monies throughout the year, but we do agree that our church is first. And we do actually discuss where our money goes as a matter of our faith and what God is calling us to do, particularly when it comes to our tithe at St. Cross. All of us, every single one of us, I hope, understands that our checkbooks, although I don't know that anybody has those anymore, so our QuickBooks balance sheets are very much a part of our faith. They're an indicator of what is important. Our family, our homes, our food, our church. Now I absolutely know this. The second I start talking about stewardship up here, I think it's my 16th time, so you know, I'll give it to you. And I talk about steps and tithing. Many of you tune out. Reverend Rachel, I know what I'm giving. It's not gonna change. You keep going. But I challenge us to be uncomfortable for a minute. I challenge us to be uncomfortable enough to have that discussion with God and to think about how we give back to God in thanks for that which we have been given. I know many want to just fill out your card next week when it comes, the same way you have every year and not give it a thought, because the payment's already on auto payment, right? I don't want to have to go into my bank and change it and figure it out. Why? Other than God does call you into this act of faith. simply to engage the question, simply to engage the question of what God is calling you to do and if you can grow or not. You see, every gospel reading we hear, all 52 weeks of the year, is Jesus calling us to pay attention to our faith, to be in discussion with the gospel story and how that story affects and changes our daily lives. Jesus, in healing Bartimaeus, challenges each of us to stop and see, where are we engaging our faith? Is how we act in the world outside of these doors following Jesus? Are we caring for others to the full extent that we are able? Because if you notice, in today's gospel, Jesus calls us to participate in our own restoration, to participate in our restoration of our relationship with God and with one another. He asks Bartimaeus, "What is it that you want?" Restoration includes asking ourselves, what is God calling us to do in all areas of our lives, including St. Cross? And such restoration includes prayer and listening and following. My hope for each of us on our faith journey this next week, as we all try to grow one step if we are able, my prayer for our church is threefold. One is that you will actually take dedicated time in prayer this week. Take dedicated time in prayer. And that B, when you do, or two, when you do, you won't just sit down and do your prayer, okay, I got it, all right, done, check. But have the courage to stop and listen. And listen for God's voice. And to be in conversation with God about God's call to you. And then three, of course, it's that you're all here next week. But that you're here so that when that card is handed to you, you will stop and pray again, and make a faithful decision, and then fill out that commitment card. Don't worry, you all put comments on it always. But fill out your commitment card and put it in the basket. And when you walk out these doors to lunch, we will hear God's voice on our own hearts. Go, your faith has made you well. Amen.